Meet John Hoekman, a member of Countdown's board of directors. After 20-plus years on Wall Street, John spent the last decade building, funding, and buying health and wellness companies. But before that, he was, in his own words, this industry's best customer, a medicine cabinet full of prescriptions treating a body wrecked by decades of hockey and skiing, and a mind carrying undiagnosed PTSD from surviving the South Tower on September 11. What finally got him off all of it was cold water, heat, and meditation. What does this have to do with mitochondria? John puts it simply, when your body is stuck in fight or flight, nothing works properly, mitochondrial function included. In this piece, John shares his personal health story, from injuries and prescriptions to cold therapy, heat, and meditation. The four questions he asked before investing in or buying any wellness product. Why measurement, not marketing, is the missing piece in this industry. What Countdown is building and why he believes it's some of the best risk-adjusted philanthropic capital in health. What he's asking of our community. I was this industry's best customer before I was its investor. Around 2015, my medicine cabinet held a stack of prescriptions I'm still a little embarrassed by. Big doses of anti-inflammatories for the pain, amphetamines to get going in the morning, Ambien to shut it all down at night, and an industrial-sized jar of Pepcid to repair what the anti-inflammatories were doing to my stomach. I'm John Hoekman. I spent more than 20 years on Wall Street, in the last 10 building, funding, and buying companies in health and wellness, and I sit on Countdown's board of directors. I'm opening with the medicine cabinet because it's the reason I do any of that, and because it's where I first ran into the question this membership exists to answer. How do you tell what actually works? Every one of those prescriptions had a real reason behind it. I played ice hockey through college at Michigan and again in men's leagues into my 40s, and spent 3 decades on skis in terrain that punishes mistakes, including a couple of avalanche rescues in British Columbia and Alaska. The bill came due as a total shoulder, a total hip, 3 knee surgeries, a cervical fusion, and a few other operations. Self-inflicted, and I do most of it again. There was a second piece I didn't file under health for a long time. On September 11th, I was on the 73rd floor of the South Tower when the first plane hit, working for Morgan Stanley, and I'd made it down to 44 when the second one came in above me. I walked out. My oldest daughter was 6 months old at home. I've had certified PTSD ever since, diagnosed through the Bellevue World Trade Center Health Clinic. It took me years to see that the damage to my body and the damage to my head were one problem, and that I was medicating both without treating either. What got me off all of it was cold water, heat, and meditation. Guided meditation never stuck, so I kept looking and found NuCalm, which moves your brain into the alpha and theta range on demand. Disclosure, since I'm about to tell you how I evaluate products, I have been an advisor and still send them referrals. The cold went from experiment to obsession fast. When your body is stuck in fight or flight, nothing works properly, mitochondrial function included. Then I went cold turkey off everything. I won't tell you cold therapy saved my life. It changed my life massively. My exit from Wall Street came sideways through an infrared sauna startup I helped get off the ground. That was the first time I heard the word biohacking, and it landed on prepared ground. My father was an orthopedic surgeon, his father an anesthesiologist, and I'd taken most of the pre-med coursework at Michigan, intending to be a surgeon myself. When I told the founders I thought the future was cold, plus hot rather than hot alone, they disagreed, so I built it myself. A Tribeca studio focused on cold therapy with a half dozen complementary modalities. We were planning the third location when COVID arrived and we closed the doors. More education in those 3 years than in the 20 before them. Since then, I've worked on the deals rather than the boxes, running the M&A pipeline for a public roll-up of preventative health companies, and for the past 2 years, building a health span ecosystem including hotels, membership clubs, integrative medical clinics, and telemedicine, starting in Scottsdale. The four questions I ask before I buy anything. Here's the filter that came out of all that. It's yours, and it works about as well on a $40 supplement as on a term sheet. 1. Do people use it when nobody's watching? Repeat purchase and real utilization are the only honest metrics in this industry. That sauna company won because people pulled the blanket out of the closet on a Tuesday night in February. I once helped a beautiful wellness property buy a red light bed, a biocharger, and PMF, then built them a programming plan they never launched. That equipment is still sitting there. Programming is the product. 2. Can the founder explain the mechanism? An answer about how it makes people feel means you're looking at a marketing company. An answer about ATP or mitochondrial density or vagal tone means it'll probably still be here in 5 years. 3. Can the business survive its own marketing costs? Wellness brands die of customer acquisition costs, and a brand that dies takes its research, its formulation, and your reorder with it. 4. Does the founder use it daily? I've never made money betting against that one. The part I can't buy my way around, I take a lot of this stuff. MOTSC and red light daily, urolithin A 5 days a week, peptides, methylene blue, and cold therapy most days. I'm about as heavy a user of this category as you'll find. And I still can't tell you, with a number, what most of it is doing inside my cells. You've had this moment. A shelf of products that all use the same words about cellular energy, some backed by real science and some by a good graphic designer, and nothing on the box to tell you which is which. I get around it by calling founders and reading the studies myself. Measurement is the missing instrument, and it's the one thing consumer wellness has no incentive to fund. A biomarker that tells the truth threatens half the shelf, including products I'm invested in, which is why it must come from a nonprofit and most of why I said yes to this board. What Countdown is doing, Mitzi Solomon started this 3 years ago when almost nobody outside of rare disease could define a mitochondrion. Her account of the early fundraising is that people gave because they liked her or because they wanted her to stop talking. She kept talking. Scientists at Harvard, Emory, Vienna, Florida, and Haifa now take Countdown grants, including a drug that could mimic hypoxia, funded in honor of a board member living with Parkinson's, and the blood-based Mito scores that would finally hand us the instrument. Last year, the community grew 4,200%, and a room of people raised $1.1 million in one night. The $1.5 million funded across 5 projects is a rounding error next to an NIH budget, and that's the argument for it. Federal grant cycles fund the second step after somebody else has proven the weird first step was worth taking, and philanthropy is the only money that funds the first one. I've spent a career pricing risk, and per dollar, I don't know of a better risk-adjusted use of philanthropic capital in health. There's a clock on it, too. Every cycle we can't fund is a year a lab spends waiting, and the window where a small organization can still set the standards for a field closes as that field gets big. What I'd ask of you, I sit on the board of directors, not the scientific and medical advisory board, because the credibility of this place rests on scientists making the scientific calls. My job is growth, partnerships, capital, and introductions. What I'm pushing hardest on is Countdown Verified, the product credential coming in 2027. If a mark on a box can mean that a scientific and medical board actually read the evidence, that's worth more than any advertising budget. It will also make some brands uncomfortable. Good. You already did the part most people skip. You paid to get closer to the science, which is harder than reading a label and hoping. So let me be useful to you first. Send me the products you're unsure about, the thing you bought for $180 that you can't tell is doing anything, and I'll take the best of those questions to our scientific board and bring answers back to this group. Then 2 asks. Please come to the Evening of Energy in Atlanta on January 30th and bring someone who'd write a check. And if you know a founder whose product would survive real scrutiny, tell them Verified opens in 2027 and the brands already in this room go first. Your $21 a month puts you at the front of a research portfolio at the stage where money matters most. I've written a lot of checks in this category. Some made money and some taught me things. This Countdown is the only one where the return shows up as a number that lets everybody stop guessing. Bring me your hardest question. John Huckman serves on Countdown's board of directors and lives in Charleston, South Carolina.